Hello there, sir. My name is Frank, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our clients, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, is this Jason?
Yep.
How you doing,
yes,
Jason?
Yes, it is.
I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not sending anything, and I will not ask you for any donations. And would you mind helping us out with this survey, sir?
Just start going.
Okay, thank you so much. We really appreciate this. Let's get started. You're Jason Rowland, right?
Yes.
Okay. How many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Well, I'm a tile setter, but 32 years maybe.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, or a finisher, or an improver?
I am a foreman.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months, if any?
Zero. Yeah,
okay.
Zero.
Yes, sir. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Okay, about the same. Thank you, sir. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same as this time last year?
About the same.
Okay, thank you, sir. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the state or local government, through the federal government, privately, or you don't know?
Privately.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less?
I can't speak for overall, but I know that I won't have any unemployment.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, it will get worse, or stay about the same?
About the same.
Okay, thank you, sir. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health and safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job site? And I'm going to go through the list, and then you can tell me your answer. Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, the heat, the cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
Probably dust air quality.
Okay, dust air quality. Thank you, sir. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in this activity in the past 12 months. So we have three activities, okay? First one is picketing, yes or no?
No.
All right, second is political canvassing.
No.
Okay, and the last one is union organizing.
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Okay, thank you, sir. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are most least likely to get your news from. So we have different categories here, and then you tell me which one you get your news from the most to the one you get your news from the least. We have the radio, local TV news programming, the internet, social media, friends and neighbors, printed or online newspapers, and cable news.
Radio and then television. Least likely would be cable news. Most would be radio, least would be cable news.
Okay. Bear with me here. Cable news, okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Jobs and the economy, the environment, immigration, education, support for labor unions, healthcare, foreign policy, or something else?
I would say probably foreign policy.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
One moment.
Sarah, I'm doing a survey.
Okay, I'm back.
All right. Thank you, sir. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
Would you say a little bit, somewhat, or a lot about it?
A little bit.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections?
Democratic Party.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over the disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more on this dispute?
UAW.
Okay, thank you, sir. And please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. So here you're going to have four options for as answers. You have strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove. So the first category is his job as president overall.
Approve.
somewhat or strongly?
I'll say strongly, actually.
Okay. And immigration?
Somewhat.
Okay. The economy?
Strongly.
Okay. Foreign affairs?
Strongly.
Okay. Healthcare?
I'm going to have to say somewhat.
Okay. And the last one, support for labor unions.
Strongly.
Okay. And now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? And you have the same options to answer.
Congress, is that the House or the Senate or both?
I think both.
What's the most neutral answer?
That would be neither approve or disapprove.
There you go, across the board.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Are you a registered voter, sir?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting for the next president and other offices elections in November 2024? Almost certain, probably, or 50-50?
If I'm alive, 100%.
Okay, almost certain. And if the elections were for president were held today and the candidates were Democratic Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote for?
Biden.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
No, I usually know before I get it. Not really, okay. No.
Okay. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, this is an open-ended question. We want your opinion here. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
Yeah, I've never put any thought into it, really. I would say if they would more effectively use union dues for, look, there's a lot that annoys me. I don't got time for that, but just move on.
Okay. This is the only other open-ended question. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of this year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Getting more young people in at the bottom to take the place of the people that are retiring.
Okay. Bear with me here. Yeah. Let me see. I think getting the younger people to replace, you said, right?
That would be yes.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, text, emails, mail, or at the job site?
Job site.
job site, okay? And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
4 or more.
Okay, 4 or more. Thank you, sir. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
Democrat.
Okay. And would that be a strong Democrat or a not-so-strong Democrat?
Not-so-strong.
Okay. And just to make sure we have the representative sample, what is your race, sir?
I'm going to pass on that.
Okay, thank you, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name, sir?
Jason.
Okay. So that concludes the our survey, sir. Thank you so much for participating. Have yourself a great night, okay?
Yep.